Proclamation number 4348, dated the June 23rd, 1948. Earth rotations. Earthly tremors. For a considerable period of time already, the Earth has been rotating around its own axis with extraordinary speed. Admittedly, the constant rotations are by no means noticeable to the human being, but only because he is on Earth and they can only be observed from outside the Earth. Nevertheless, changes in the cosmos are perceptible which are caused by this phenomenon. It is like a regular trembling which can be felt more or less faintly when the body is in a resting position and susceptible to the slightest movement. This phenomenon will lead to the total dissolution of Earth after an incredibly long period of time, but will be hastened through human intervention, on account of which the conclusion of this epoch can be traced back to human influence, even though it has been included from the start in the divine plan. The Earth would actually have an inconceivably long lifespan, i.e., its existence would be guaranteed for an infinitely long time. Yet God's will allows itself to be determined by human will. God allows people to accomplish what will cause them even the greatest harm. In His plan of eternity, all changes in the cosmos are established according to His wisdom and love. But the scientifically educated human race does not want to know anything about a change with inconceivable consequences, and yet it constantly takes place. This change, an excessively fast rotation of Earth, will also trigger the natural disaster which has been proclaimed by seers and prophets since the beginning of the period of salvation, and which is now revealed again through the Spirit of God. This process is humanly and not easily explainable. However, simply said, the rotations will increase and stop for seconds, which will manifest itself as earthly tremors of such tremendous effect that people will believe that the end of the Earth has come. No equivalent to it can be found on Earth, for it is an expression of power which comes from the universe and is unknown to earthly science. The consistency of the stars activates such forces, and the interior of the Earth will be affected by them and to a certain extent therefore be moved beyond the law, which always manifests itself in a destructive manner, yet is sporadically allowed by God for the purpose of dissolving even the hardest matter in order to release the constrained spiritual substances within. And this act is approaching soon, but will only be the spectacle of a few seconds, yet with preceding signs which by themselves can already be called catastrophic, because they generate indescribable panic amongst people and therefore will have to be considered as being within the timeframe of the catastrophe. Nevertheless, everything is eternally predetermined and God's plan will come to pass, as it is written. Amen.